Good day and welcome to House Seats Presents, your live look into entertainment in Las Vegas. I can't stop listening to that beginning music, that little EDM we have going on.
I like it.
You like it?
I think we should just keep looping it. That'll be the whole show.
I'm a big fan of EDM, so you're going to hear that. Yeah, there we go. See?
Asking you receive.
Exactly. It's a little dance moment. So I'm really excited here today. This is our second show.
Yay.
House Seats Presents.
Chicago's wild.
We have a lively audience here today. Absolutely. So it's familiar faces to you and to myself.
Yeah.
I am here with my co-host today, Travis Clore.
Hi, everybody.
Travis is obviously infamous for his Jersey Boys tenure here in Las Vegas.
That's right.
You came here in 2008?
2008. We moved here when the show opened at Palazzo, okay. And we've been out here ever since.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you actually came from the New York show?
Yeah, I was with the Broadway company for a little while, okay. And then we moved out here.
Nice.
Yeah.
So Travis is going to be my co-host. He's going to be a part of our holiday spirit. Obviously, you caught that Thanksgiving is now over. The holidays have begun. So lovely, our dressing today here, courtesy of our stylist, Jason Kleiber, has designed the studio as such. So we feel that we get in the holiday spirit for you because we're going to be talking about your Christmas show.
Sure.
We're going to be bringing on one of your cohorts with the show.
That's right.
Nikki Scalera in this
She's
hour.
All right.
She's all right. She's fabulous. And we're also going to be talking a little bit about I start the show with a little weekend roundup.
Okay.
Things that I've done this weekend, some of the crazy things that I've done.
Oh, yeah. It should be interesting.
It should be interesting, especially since it was the holiday weekend. So the weekend started on Wednesday, and we are going to talk about the show Elf at the Smith Center. That was the first thing I caught.
Oh, how was it?
Oh, it was fabulous.
Was it?
Yeah. He actually reminded me a ton of Will Ferrell.
Cool.
Yeah, he was spot on. I didn't even know they made it into a musical, honestly. I lived by the movie.
Yeah, one of the guy that originated the role on Broadway was actually in Jersey Boys with me.
Oh, was he?
In New York, yeah.
You see? Small world.
Sebastian Arcellus.
Nice.
He's on Madam Secretary now.
Oh, very good. Well, we saw it, and honestly, I think my boyfriend is the real-life Buddy the Elf because our house... Well, here's the situation. We moved out of our apartment at the Halloween time, and he had decked the house with Halloween. We moved up a few more floors, and instead of bringing up the Halloween decorations, we brought up Christmas. So Christmas has been done at our house since the beginning of November.
Nice.
The entire house has been set up
that
way.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There is nothing wrong with that.
Because not at all.
We live in a high rise where people can drive by and see the window, so you kind of owe the neighborhood...
There's a responsibility that goes with that.
So the tree is permanently lit like it's a retail store.
Oh, nice.
We have wrapping around the balcony of all of the garland and whatnot. So, you know, some mornings I wake up and he's been up in the middle of the night and there's, you know, literally there's snowflakes hanging from various places in the house. So we saw that show and I will give props to the Smith Center. They really did an amazing job bringing that here. It was a full house.
Mm-hmm.
It was difficult to get tickets. I will tell you that four seats in a row was very hard to get.
Really?
Show was pretty
sold out.
Did you
wait till the last minute?
I waited till the last minute.
Okay. As always.
I think we called the week of.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Smith Center, for granting us those tickets. And then we also took apart, it's our second year of doing Life in Color. That is a ginormous paint party. So that's me and Jason before. And you go ahead and show the after. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I was hesitant to show this to y'all today, but it is really awesome. It is actually a live event where you're encouraged to wear white because obviously it'll show all the colors.
That is super cool.
You buy a couple things of water-based paint and have your own little blue man moment. And you basically, you know, dance. They have different DJs that perform. They have awesome lighting and awesome effects. And then you just throw paint on everybody.
Right on.
Yeah. Have you ever done that before?
I haven't. Where was this?
At Cashman Center.
Very cool.
Yeah. And this is the second year they've done it. So definitely remember, right after Thanksgiving, this is the time to do that.
Mm.
So we're going to get right into the... And the last thing I did, I actually went to see your show last night.
Yeah.
I got there a little late. Just a little bit late. Thankfully, they have an intermission. I think I got the time wrong on the website, but... Jersey Boys is absolutely awesome.
Thank you.
You literally, I mean, I saw it, I think, a while ago at Palazzo.
Yeah.
But this is the first time at the Paris, and it had a lot of memories going to the Paris because I worked on We Will Rock You
years ago. Yeah.
That's where we know Nikki from, who's going to be here later. And the show was awesome. I mean, you literally, the people in the show who watch the show, they obviously love Frankie Valli's music.
They do. I mean, we've got some great fans, and a lot of people come back and see us numerous, numerous times. But even for the people that are seeing us for the first time, they always walk away, you know, with music in their heads, and they're dancing, and they always tell us what a great time they had. So,
yeah.
it's a good job.
And it's a standing ovation every time. I mean, they don't wait for you to get up there, which I thought was interesting. A lot of times people wait until the headliner comes on.
Right.
They clap at everyone who comes in.
Well, yeah, it's because the show's designed that way. You know, the star of the show is the show itself, you know, and our ensemble put so much work into creating this universe and this world that the Four Seasons live in. And they work hard, man. They're singing on stage, they're singing off stage, they're doing all kinds of stuff, different characters, wig change, everything. They're fantastic.
So how different is this show, say, to like Mamma Mia or something, how it chronicles the story of the Four Seasons? Was it conceived by somebody in the Four Seasons? Was it?
It was,
authorized by them?
Frankie and Bob have a large, large part to do with not only what the show, you know, what it contains, but who is cast as them and portrays him on stage. And I think a lot of its success is just because it's a true story, and it's a story that not many people know, because it tells, you know, of their time, their dealings with the mob, and all the behind the scenes black stuff that they did. You know what I mean? And back in the day, if that stuff got out, they wouldn't have been a success. It wasn't like it is now. You know, that stuff would have just tanked them.
I think that's one of the interesting things about the show, is if you don't know much about Frankie Valli or their history, I mean, you basically, he had to work to buy someone out.
That's
you had
right.
to buy
yeah.
out the yeah. the character Tony, or was it Tony?
Tommy,
who sort of got the group into debt. And you know, sort of that look at, you know, I mean, obviously modern day, like Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, the future of what, not like boy bands, but the future of a group like that became, the breakup was very, was hidden.
Yeah.
And now, you know, you guys do a great job of portraying that story. But it's sad how Frankie Valli had to work to pay off
and,
some debt.
You see how, you know, especially in show business, how work can, you know, consume you and just break up so many of the special relationships in your life, like it did with Frankie.
So for you, did Frankie Valli actually come to see you? Has he seen you in the show?
Yeah, he's seen me a couple times. The last time he was here was, I think, for our... right when we opened at Paris, and they gave Frankie and Bob and the Four Seasons a star on the Las Vegas Walk of Stars.
Gotcha.
And they saw us then, and
that's
they had
awesome.
A great time.
Yeah, there's
so.
A picture of you with
yeah, there we are.
Frankie there.
That's him giving me a little bit of advice.
Ah.
He's like, don't screw it up or I'm going to get you.
And he is still performing.
Yeah, he's still 80, out there going.
80 plus years old.
He's
and he,
still
I think
going.
He plays here. I think I got my dad tickets to see him at the Cannery or somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's still actually out there doing
it. Oh, yeah. He's out there.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He loves it. You know, he wouldn't have it any other way.
So you did probably one of my favorite Frankie Valli numbers is Can't Take My Eyes Off
You.
Oh,
yeah.
They bring out the horn section.
Yeah.
Keith Thompson is the musical director for the show. He, you can see him up in the monitor during the show. It's quite up to date, that show. I think it's pretty awesome.
It's great. And that's such a great moment in the show too.
I mean, you want to just get up and start dancing to that song.
It's cool because you see, you know, and you don't see a whole lot because I can only see that past like the second row with my eyesight. But it's cool when you got like, you know, people that are there with their dates and whatnot, and the music starts and you see them, you know, put their arms around each other, especially when it's the older people. You know, they're like, oh, baby, remember when we were dancing to this song? It's a real cool moment.
I have to take my dad to see it, actually. That would be, I think he couldn't get past all the swear words in the show.
There are a few.
There's a few
F-bombs in the
very
authentic,
show.
That's for sure.
Definitely Jersey.
Yes.
Yeah, but it is awesome.
Yeah.
So this isn't your first foray into a Vegas show. You were, I read somewhere that you may have been wanting to play or supposed to play Rusty in Starlight Express.
Yes, I was cast as Rusty in Starlight Express at the Hilton.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And I was working in Nashville at the time. At a theme park, and I quit that job, and just as I was getting ready to move to Las Vegas to do Starlight, they sent me a note saying that the show was closing, and here's a little check for your time. Thanks a lot.
Oh, well, they gave you some money.
Yeah.
There you go. So you didn't have to be in the show to do it.
Yeah.
I saw that show. That was one of the first Vegas shows I ever saw as a kid, was Starlight at the...
Yeah, I saw it too, because a buddy of mine was the conductor at the time, and I came out and visited him and saw the show, and I just loved it. You know, it's fun music, and the show itself was fun, and I was really bummed that I didn't get to do
it. Were you going to have to be on roller skates and everything?
Heck yeah, man.
Oh my gosh, that show was like...
That was part of the audition.
Yeah.
Are you
a good roller skater?
At the time, I wasn't the best, but I got the part, so...
I'm the one who has to hold onto the handrails when you go to the, not so good. So, so tell us about where you, I know he has a little sound effects.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. So you went to Kansas State University.
Yeah, I grew up in Kansas City, Kansas, okay. and went to high school there and then studied music and theater at Kansas State University.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. And then, what productions were you in out there?
Oh, man. How much
college entertainment were you in?
I did West Side Story and Hello Dolly and the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. And some of those plays that you only end up doing in college.
Right.
Because they're just like, okay, let's give them this educational theater. So we did some fun stuff. We had a really good apartment.
And then you moved to New York after that? Or
yeah, I moved to New York. I went from college, then I went down to Nashville to work at Opryland, where I was when I got Starlight Express. And after that, I started working on some cruise ships for a little while and did that and then ended up moving to New York after that. And, pounded the pavement just like everybody does in New York.
Yeah.
And ended up going back out on some ships for a while and met my wife out there.
Okay.
And
where did you guys meet?
We met on working on a cruise line. What cruise line? What celebrity cruise lines?
So you guys are performers together.
Yeah, she's dancing. Okay. We were both in the production shows together.
Nice.
And we stayed out there for a little while and had some fun as a couple on the high seas. And then we got off the ships, and I saw that the there's a show that opened in New York called Jersey Boys about Frankie Valli, and I've always been a Frankie Valli big fan.
Yeah.
So I put together, I was living in with my father in Atlanta at the time, and I put together a demo of me singing some Frankie Valli tunes and sent it to the casting director, and by chance, they just happened to listen to it and invited me for an audition, and here we are.
And what is that process like when you're auditioning and you don't know, you haven't heard anything,
it's
basically sent your stuff off and it's up to someone else's hands to see.
You got to just kind of forget about it. You know, you've done your part, which is to get into the room and sing and do your craft or, make a tape like I did and send it in. That's basically all you can count on is you doing your part of the work.
And then you surrender it and you let it happen.
Absolutely.
So how did you convince your wife to move to Las Vegas, of all places, to come and work here?
Well,
did it take convincing? I mean, some people have a hard time choosing Vegas.
It didn't take a lot of convincing because the producers of Jersey Boys said you can either go to Las Vegas or we'll buy you out and thanks for your time.
Oh, okay.
That was one of the options. She knew that how much this role meant to me and how what it could mean for us, in our family. So we'd been to Las Vegas many times before just to have some fun.
Yeah.
And so we said, let's give it a shot. And, 8 years later, we're still here.
So you brought your talent out here.
Yeah.
And you're not stopping.
Not stopping.
Not
no,
stopping.
No need
and
to.
You have done a series of shows here in Vegas on your own, correct? You've done a few shows at the Smith Center.
At Cabaret Jazz at the Smith Center.
That's a great venue.
It's a fantastic
That's awesome
room.
Venue.
Yeah.
And you have an upcoming show.
I do. Next week,
show.
December 7th, Monday
at
night.
At the Cabaret Jazz Room.
Jazz Room. Two shows at 6:30 and 8:30.
Good. Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're doing the whole new Christmas record.
There it is.
From top to bottom, and then some other classics mixed in with the Christmas record. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
So let me ask you about the album, because I read that you actually helped raise this album's money on Kickstarter.
That's right. We
That's amazing, first of all, because Kickstarter is a difficult thing to do for anyone.
Yeah, it was something else.
Oh, we're getting a little... time of year. Snap it.
With joy and charity and cheer.
That's really
That's
good.
All I remember.
That's really good.
Yeah, we came up with this idea to Keith Thompson, who wrote this song, Christmas is My Favorite, which is the first track on the record.
Gotcha. Yes, it is.
He's been talking to me for probably about 3 years now about doing a demo of this song.
Okay.
So after our Christmas show last year, we got some good press from it, and we decided to just go ahead and get in the studio and make a demo of his song.
Yeah.
And it turned out so good. We liked the way it sounded. We're like, well, let's just make a whole record to go along with the show that we've been doing for the past couple of years at Cabaret Jazz. So we put together, I told him what I wanted to do. I said, when I do it, I want to go all out. I want, strings and horns and chimes and choirs and children's choir. I want the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm going to do it, I want to do it and do it big, So he put together a budget for me of what we could do, and we ended up needing to get 30 grand to do what we wanted to do. Wow. So We took the Kickstarter, and in 45 days, we raised the money to make the record.
And you went above what you asked?
Yeah, just a little bit.
That's
not a
awesome.
Whole lot. But
that's really cool.
But yeah, we have... Hey, there we go.
I think there's some supporters in this room of that Kickstarter.
Yes, there are. There
he's
are
hiding
indeed.
In the back over
yeah.
there. Yeah, yeah.
But there were a lot of people that really believed in not only the project, but me and... Yeah. The talent and the possibilities of having this great product, and I couldn't have done it without them. Very, very, very truly could not have done it without them.
We are, and without someone else, he couldn't do it either. There is
That's
a duet
right.
on this album.
There is.
That is you brought Nikki Scalera in for
That's
that.
Right.
And we're going to bring her in after this quick break from the Vegas Video Network. We're going to bring her in and have her right in here in studio.
Can't wait.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's a time for play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round.
Those are marshmallow clouds getting friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. The shiny toy your nose won't freeze.
Oh, the world is your snowball. See how it grows.
That's how it goes whenever it snows.
The world is your snowball just for a song. So get out and roll it along. It's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl.
Ooh, me?
It's a sugar date.
What if spring is late?
In the winter, it's a marshmallow world.
Serenade. Okay, we are back in our winter wonderland here. Ooh. We're joined by the fabulous Nikki Scalera.
Hello, and thank you.
It is always nice to see you.
Thank you.
Please sit down. So we have some marshmallows here today. We've been kind of doing a little Blue Man Group action here.
Oh,
you know, can't even
lost.
Catch in your mouth. Oh,
yes! Score!
Thank you.
That's
Merry
amazing.
Christmas, everyone.
We didn't even practice that. That was just good job. You know, you could probably
you.
Get a job in Blue Man Group afterwards. Maybe the height thing would be an issue.
It might be.
Oh, really?
I think
they're like the
certain,
Rockettes over there.
Yeah, there's a certain height and
I didn't know
requirement.
That.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know, I have not yet seen the Blue Men here.
You have not.
I have not.
They have just recently reopened, as we talked about last week
yes.
on the show. They are back at the pair at the event.
Luxor.
The Luxor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
The show is awesome.
Yeah.
The show is really, really fun.
And it's kid friendly, eh?
It is very kid friendly.
Cool.
Lots of drumming and paint involved
uh-huh.
out here.
Uh-huh. You if you sit up close to the front, you can wear a poncho.
How exciting.
Because they might spill
Ooh,
things on you.
Splash zone.
The splash zone. So we're going to talk to Nikki for a few minutes about her tenure here in
mm-hmm.
Vegas.
Ooh.
Yes. You were in The Peep Show as the most recent production.
He was.
Mm-hmm.
Spanked from head to toe.
Was that your screen name there? What was your name again over in the show?
Tell Naughty.
Singer number two.
Mm-hmm. But you did do a stand in Leeds, right?
I subbed in. That's how it started. I had just had my son, and shortly thereafter they needed a vacation swing,
mm-hmm.
and I thought it was kind of perfect with a child at home.
Yeah.
And my need for the stage. So, so yeah, it was fun. And I would freak out every time I got there because I was usually only on for a week. So the first few shows, I'd be like, oh God, oh, God, like running around stage with a microphone and stilettos trying to suck it in. Don't get hit by the stripper pole. Don't get kicked in the head. I'm going to die. And then finally I'd warm up and then they'd be like, all right, thanks. We'll see you in a month. I was like, okay, bye.
Did you see her show?
Did you see
Peep Show?
Yeah, my wife was in it for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look at the connection.
I know, it's a small, small world.
This is why we're talking to these two, because as we talked about last week's show, you know, everyone thinks at House Seats, we just get tickets and we know everybody. I know Nikki from the years that We Will Rock You. Mm-hmm. I didn't know Travis, and we don't know everybody. And so that's kind of bringing, you know, we're fans of the shows.
Yeah.
We've been to the shows. We've been a part of the shows. We want to know you guys more. And so I think that's an interesting tidbit right there. The fact that you two, your wife.
And it's a small world,
it
you know?
It is. In the show community, it is.
It really is.
Yeah. It's tight-knit.
Yes. Especially here.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's a small enough world in New York, too. But here, it's just like
it's even tighter.
Yeah. It's
Well, even
it's
your
great.
Musical director here, and we'll pay homage to him here again, is Keith Thompson. Keith, we'll have you on the show.
Yeah.
Keith not only did your CD and musical direct the show that you're doing, and Jersey Boys, he also...
Did We Will Rock You.
He also was a musical director, and that's where I met him, where I met Nikki.
Oh, there she
is. There she is, as
a
Gaga.
Oh, I thought that was Keith.
There's Keith, everybody. Radio Gaga. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a Gaga girl. Yeah.
Nice.
And, we used to call that, well, every costume I wore had that feature.
The boobie
right
feature?
Right here, the boob feature.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Yeah, turtleneck.
Did they put makeup on the boob area? Okay, good.
I shaded everything. Are you kidding me? Boobs, abs. I had one heck of a six pack, you guys.
Oh, my.
I was like, oh, wow, my costumes are all cut, like, open from under my bra to the top of my underwear. That's hot.
Nice.
That was a fun show, too. I mean, the music of Queen was timeless.
Mm-hmm.
The music of The Four Seasons is timeless. So it's nice that those shows, although it had a short run here.
It did.
It was about a year in.
They started to mess with it, and if it ain't broke.
I know.
Oh, really? Is that what happened?
They did, yeah. I had already left at that point, but
so did I.
The casinos changed hands, and you know.
Oh, that's right. They did.
Someone got an idea.
Someone got in and was like, I think this should be different.
And then we stole you for a House Seats Present show we did.
Yes.
We launched our first show, The Set List.
Mm-hmm.
We did Jagged Little Pill. We did the 20th anniversary of Alanis Morissette's album.
Cool.
Yeah.
And Nikki was one of the girls in the show there. We had an awesome show that kicked off in April, the whole series. And then you came on. There's the girls from
there
Jagged Little Pill. And Martinez, Sean Coey, who sings
album cover right there,
that
baby.
That is serious album cover.
Wow.
We could actually do the album over, Alanis. these girls kicked ass.
Yeah.
Time. They were
It
awesome.
Was great. And then Rocky Brown came by.
Rocky Brown did the encore for Uninvited.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
And then we brought Travis on for Thriller.
Yes,
last
that
October
was a heck
here.
Of a night, man. That was so much fun.
So much talent on the stage.
Yeah. Holy cow.
We're going to do Sinatra on December 9th at
fun.
The Foundation Room at 11 o'clock.
Very cool.
So that's the last of our series this year. Then we're starting up again next year, too. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get, we're also, this is a plug for Andy over in our office, too. We are trying to get Miss Nikki on for Alanis again. We're going to reprise the show set list on December 17th at the House of Blues.
Did you know about that? Or is this the first
this
year?
There's a lot of pressure in this room.
No, I knew. And I was like, I'm really overwhelmed. December's like crazy.
The holidays
I can't do
are
it.
Crazy. But you know what? It is still the 20th anniversary of the album. We still
it
can
is.
Get everybody in the House of Blues to do that show. Unless you want to do it. You want to do You Ought to Know.
That would actually
your
be
your angst. Get your angsty bitch
my
out.
My angst. Mm-hmm. To go like 180 degrees from
that's
doing
right.
a Christmas record.
Yeah,
right.
exactly. To roll right out into this.
To the
might not be a bad
90s.
Idea.
Mm-hmm. You might not.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the album. Let's talk about your collaboration. Let's talk about your studio time, all the instruments used in it. Let's talk
about... Yeah, well,
Did you write this mix that you guys did together?
Well, I knew that I wanted to do like a little mashup, you know? And I told Keith Thompson the songs that I wanted to do, and he's like, okay. And he put them together.
So there it is, Marshmallow World.
That's it.
How did you happen upon this one? This is the strangest Christmas song ever.
Well, it's not.
I love it.
It wasn't really originally a Christmas song, but like Dino and all those guys back in the day just started doing it as Christmas record, and it just fits, you know, because he talks about snow and all that stuff. And when I wanted to do the record, I didn't want to do like a bunch of traditional songs that everybody has already done a million times.
Right.
So I kind of like dug through some of my favorites and some of the more obscure ones and put this one together.
I heard that one as a kid, and I couldn't ever get past it. I thought, this is the strangest Christmas song, but I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. So you're right. You haven't heard it on a lot of people's albums. Yeah. It's not a traditional Christmas song.
And then to put it together with Winter Wonderland, yeah. I think, that, A, they're literally the both same song. If you sing them together, they're the same song.
Yeah.
And they just talk about the same stuff, so we put them together.
Very ingenious.
Yeah.
And then how did you decide to work with Nikki on this?
Nikki and I first started working together. The first time we worked together was with the Las Vegas Philharmonic about, is that 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Was it three?
I don't know. Something like that.
No,
it was 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
It was four years ago. We sang with the Las Vegas Philharmonic for their Christmas concert the year that they moved into Reynolds Hall.
Nice. Mm.
And ever since then, I've done, for the past 3 years, I've done my Christmas show, and she's come to sing with me every year. So
nice.
Yeah.
And how is it to be on, first of all, you're going to be at the Cabaret Jazz Room, but how is it to be on the Reynolds Hall stage when you guys did
that? Oh, it's pretty cool.
It's really nice.
That is really cool.
Yeah, it's an amazing space. Yeah. It's a beautiful space. And first of all, to sing with an orchestra, it's like, what? That never happens.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I mean, with that, you know,
you feel
70.
Energy and this rush coming from behind you to carry you into that hall.
It's and
the acoustics in that room.
Ooh, like,
it was fun.
You can hear a pin drop.
Like butter. And you know who does the sound there?
Who?
JT, who did the sound for We Will Rock You.
There you go. See? There you
go. And it all comes back to
And it all comes back to itself. Well, it's been a pleasure having you guys on here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
We are going to do one last thing, and I'm going to have you help us give away something on air.
Cool.
We have been doing a promotion. It just ended on Wednesday of last week, our house seats 2-for-1 promotion.
Yes.
We gave away almost $10,000 worth of prizes on tickets to shows, UFC tickets, all kinds of fun stuff we gave away on house seats. Yeah. So you got to join. Actually, you can just go on and leave your email address and we can enter you into all kind of fun things.
Cool.
So our last prize that we saved for this moment today, I'm just getting the text from my office about who the winner is so I can read it. It was randomly picked among all the house seat cities.
Listen.
Let's see. Eiler sent it. Eiler, our awesome host from last week. So drum roll, please. Oh, did I even tell what this was?
No. What are we winning?
Stop the drum. Do a shot instead first.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop.
Cheers. That'll be me.
That's better.
Smooth.
Yeah. It hits again. This prize is a flyaway courtesy of Virgin America Airlines.
Mm. Nice.
And you get it to any house seat city. We have 5 cities here in the U.S. So you can fly with any of those cities. And this member who won, her name is Connie McCullough.
Nice.
Connie, you're the winner of the house seats flyaway.
Congratulations, Connie.
It's very exciting. Virgin is an awesome sponsor for us, too.
Wow.
Yes.
Good for you.
So she's flying away to San Francisco or Austin.
In time for the Super Bowl.
Or Arizona. Or Reno. Or you can stay here in Vegas and do a staycation.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not bad. We can send you to La Rev and the Wind. There's a lot of nice hotels here. There you go. That was nice. That was so nice. But again, it was a pleasure having you guys on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing shots.
Absolutely.
Thank you for telling us about your life.
Thanks for giving us shots.
Hopefully we'll have you on as co-hosts again. We can talk continually about our lives here in Vegas. So
come see the show at Cabaret Jazz next Monday.
Cabaret Jazz Monday, December
7th. 6:30 and 8:30.
6:30 and 8:30.
Christmas.
Yes. Get on there. Get the CD.
Yes.
Travis Kalore, Nikki Scalera. Cheers. We'll see you guys next week. I'm doing Sinatra next week. Woo!